The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 20. Objectivity. In the movie Miracle on 34th Street, Santa Claus almost loses his job at Macy's department store when he advises a shopper to go across the street to Gimbel's, where ice skates are on sale at a lower price. At first, Santa's bosses threaten to fire him, but then they realize Santa's objective advice has generated more sales due to positive publicity. More shoppers flood into the store because they see Macy's as honest and objective. You're not Santa Claus, but you too can benefit from being objective. If you position your company as an honest broker that puts the needs of the customer first, you will stand out from your competition. That's because most old factory thinkers don't provide their customers with objectivity. They only want customers to buy their products. They don't want their customers to shop around, and they often conceal or fail to reveal competitive information that would be in the best interests of the customer. New factory thinkers, on the other hand, make it a strategy to provide their members with objectivity. They help their customers find the best possible resources, even if those solutions come from their competitors. And counterintuitively, this helps them make more money. Let me give you an example. Bob used to run an old factory that sold life insurance. But it was hard for him to meet new prospects. They thought he was just another life insurance guy pushing policies so he could make a big commission. Many people didn't trust him. To solve this problem, Bob created a new factory called the Objective Audit. He told prospects he would review their current life insurance policies and give them an objective opinion about whether they should keep the policy or get a new one. This service cost $1,500. Old factory thinkers in the life insurance industry thought Bob was nuts. No one is going to pay $1,500 for a service they can get from any life insurance agent for free, they scoffed. But Bob was undeterred. He told them, they can get free advice from any life insurance agent, but they can't get objectivity for free. They know most life insurance agents will advise them to get a new policy because that's how they make their money. But when they pay me $1,500, they have confidence I will tell them the honest truth because they are paying for it. Over a 10-year period, thousands of clients paid Bob $1,500 for his objective review service. They felt confident that Bob gave them his best advice, not just a sale pitch pretending to be advice. Interestingly, when he advised his members to get a new policy, 90% of them purchased the policy from him, even though they could have gone anywhere to get it. Although Bob's story shows the potential to make money through objectivity, this is still a very difficult concept for old factory thinkers to adopt. They're so used to pushing their products and battling against their competition that they've lost sight of their customers' best interests. But this self-centered approach stops them from seeing a bigger opportunity. If they were to serve as a gateway to all possible resources and solutions, they would attract more prospects and turn them into members. They would then have a much larger number of potential buyers for both their own products and those provided by other companies. There are several strategies to create value through objectivity. 1. Proactively show your members all of the resources available to them, both from your company and from other companies. 2. Develop a separate division that provides coaching and consulting. Operate this new division at arm's length from your traditional products and services. 3. Develop supplier relationships with other companies and perhaps even your competitors. If possible, negotiate a finder's fee. Note, transparency is important here. Disclose to your members that you receive remuneration from referrals. Sometimes old factory thinkers can't get their head around the value of objectivity even when a customer is begging to pay for it. In 1998, our landlord asked my wife and I if we wanted to buy the house we rented. It seemed like a good deal, but we decided to look at other houses before making a decision. We asked a real estate agent if we could pay her $1,500 to show us other houses for sale in the neighborhood. We didn't want to mislead her or take up her time without paying her because we suspected that we would probably buy the house we were renting. But she was adamant that she didn't want us to pay her. She said it wasn't how she did business. After looking at 10 houses for sale, we told her we had decided to buy our existing house. She was upset because she had spent 20 hours and had nothing to show for it. We reminded her that we had been willing to pay for her time. But she couldn't get her head around it. She just wanted to sell us a house. She couldn't see that there was an opportunity to get paid for her advice. Today, as many traditional products and services become low-margin commodities and sales commissions fall accordingly, many companies now charge fees for their objective advice. In real estate, some brokers now offer a no-commission arrangement, charging a flat fee instead. In financial services, fee-based financial planning is becoming more popular, and many property and casualty insurance brokers now provide comprehensive risk management services for a fee. Consulting and coaching can be much more lucrative because compensation can be based on results, not time and effort. For example, if your objective advice helps a person or company save or make $1 million, it's not far-fetched that they might give you $300,000 or more in compensation. Moreover, they won't care how long it took you to get that result. Even if it only took you 1 hour, they will still give you $300,000. After all, they have $700,000 more in their pocket because of your objective advice. They won't care how long it took or how hard you worked. There is one strategy in this regard that is very effective. Tell your prospects they have a choice. They can buy your traditional product or service, or they can enroll as a member in your fee-based consulting program. For the fee, you will provide them with objective advice about what strategies and resources to use. Then tell them they don't need to give up their existing suppliers or advisors to participate in the program. In fact, invite their existing suppliers or vendors to participate. It's like you're saying, "We can be your plumber or your architect. If you hire us as your architect, you can use anyone you like to be the plumber, or you can hire us for that too." Communicating objectivity in this way accomplishes several things. 1. When the prospect says they already have a plumber, you can say it doesn't matter. They can keep their plumber. 2. It communicates that your program provides something different and more important than the services offered by a plumber. And 3. It positions you as the honest broker that can be trusted compared to the other plumbers who just sell pipes. I've used this strategy to great effect many times. Recently, a large benefits company contacted me. They were looking to hire a marketing company and wanted me to give a presentation to their executive committee. They planned to have 6 potential suppliers make a presentation on the same day, one after the other. I told them I don't do presentations or proposals. Instead, I said I would do a free 2-hour workshop with them. I also said they could hire me to develop their marketing blueprint and then use one of the other firms to implement it. They liked the sound of the workshop, but I told them there was one stipulation. I needed to go last at the end of the day. A few weeks later, I arrived at their office at 3 p.m. The executive team looked exhausted. They had sat through 5 sales presentations. I immediately got them working on their marketing vision. We came up with several amazing big ideas, and by 5 p.m., they were pumped up. I then told them they needed to decide yes or no if they wanted to join my program. I also reminded them that they could hire one of the other firms to implement the projects we would develop. I added it would be important that the other firm, the plumbers, participate in the program sessions. They hired me on the spot. I got the assignment because I sold objectivity. While the other firms battled it out with each other, I transcended their petty squabbles and incorporated them into my process. During the coaching sessions that followed, the 3 fellows from the other firm they hired sat at the end of the boardroom looking angry and confused. They were perturbed that I was the client's number one advisor, architect, while they were relegated to secondary status, plumber. They became so unhelpful and obstructionist, the client eventually fired them and hired us to implement the plan. In this way, we got the architect job and the plumber job too. To provide objectivity, you need to put the welfare of your customers first. Like Santa Claus at Macy's, you may need to refer your customers to your competitors. But this objectivity will attract even more customers to your business and help you make even bigger, more profitable sales.